All right, here's part two of the Panera Bread story. I figured it needed a part two. You just listened to part one. It's July 10, 2017, about Panera Bread, my satellite office, where I really started to dream a little bit. And I put that dream on a computer, on an old Sony laptop, and it kind of came into reality. That Panera Bread is where I was working on my PowerPoint for the world-famous 25-grand keynote that I did, my very first really big speaking gig, and all of that happened. So here's the follow-up to that. I was sitting in a booth in Panera Bread back in 2004, 2005, really when I started to get after it in a big way, when I quit my job. In April of 2007 is when I was really pecking away at the keyboard to try to figure out, look, now this is no joke, man. I got no money coming in. I quit my job. I burned the bridge. I mean, I didn't burn the bridge. As a damn near nuclear bomb that went off on the bridge behind me. I mean, there was no going back to the workplace, at least that workplace. And, you know, truth be told, I would have rather been dead than to go ever get a job. And that was my mentality. And when you get to that point where, like, you'd rather be dead than go do what you were settling for doing, it's regret, man. It's what everybody talks about on their deathbed. But only a few people get it. And I don't understand why only a few people get it. Only a few people get it before they're on their deathbed. Everybody gets it on their deathbed. That's the easy part. The easy part is lying there with tubes going in you and out you and on oxygen, and you're frail and you weigh 100 pounds soaking wet and all the energy's been sucked out of you, and you're looking around at your loved ones and they're all holding your hand and probably patting your forehead with a damp cloth, and nurses are coming in and checking on you intermittently, and all of that to say you didn't take a shot. You just shouldn't do it. You wimped out, man. You let everybody else tell you how to live your life. And you, for whatever reason, and I know the reason is doubt, self-doubt. The reason is being judged. The reason is not being good enough, not thinking you're good enough. Well, that's where all the great inventions were made, by people who just did not think that at all. Like, they didn't give any energy to that. Of course, they thought about failure. They weren't petrified. They weren't paralyzed by it. And when I was sitting in that Panera Bread in 2007, of course I thought about losing it all again. Let me just kind of set the scene for you, okay? I had just gone bankrupt. It was very, very fresh in my mind. I mean, it was only 18 months prior that I had filed bankruptcy. So it's not like it had been 18 years. I mean, hell, that type of scarlet letter stays with you for a long time. Imagine, what'd you do 18 months ago? As of the date of this recording, July of 2017, 18 months ago, would have roughly been the beginning of 2016. True? Right? Yeah. 12, 6, yeah, right around the beginning of 20. What were you doing? The beginning of 2016, you're like, that was yesterday. Well, that's how I felt when I had gone bankrupt, and I'm sitting here in Panera Bread now without a job and trying to figure out I was going to blow through my 401k, and that was it, man. I was going for it. There was no turning back. And here's the thing. There was a lot of people in that same Panera Bread that I was at, entrepreneurs, businessmen and women, sitting there building out their big dream, whatever that was. You could tell because I used to talk to them. I used to meet people there. We would meet for coffee. And I'll have coffee with anybody. I won't have a second cup of coffee unless you're adding a lot of value. I'm sorry. If I'm going to raise my game, I can't be the smartest one in the room. And if I am, we're all in trouble. So I would have coffee with a lot of people at Panera Bread, and people would tell me about their speaking career that they're launching and their business plan they have and how they're going to go do this and do that. And then I've got there's a guy who sent me an email 10 years ago. 2007, 10 years ago, and he heard about my Every Day is Saturday message, and he's a stressed out corporate slave working in right here in Cincinnati, just hating life, never sees his kids, he's in the corporate world, and he said, wow, man, I got to connect with you. Every Day is Saturday, I get that. And I'm like, I'm glad you get it, because I'm still not quite sure what it is. All I know is I want to be free. But he got it. I got everybody here. Every day is Saturday. You either get it or you do the snarky, every day is Saturday. Yeah, wouldn't that be great? I get that every day. Because my credit card, my business credit card that I pay for everything, Every Day is Saturday is on it. Oh, Every Day is Saturday. That's cute. That's what I get a lot. Oh, that's cute. Or they'll ask for my email address when I check out at wherever you check out, Kohl's or Apple Store. Apple Store is actually very cool. Everybody there loves it. They get it too. But at these different places, okay, email. And they're not even paying attention. They're complete zombies. All right, name, Sam Crowley. Email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. What? That's what I get. What? You heard me? sam@everydayissaturday.com. Just like it sounds, two S's in the middle. Okay. Looking at me like I'm the idiot. Like I'm the one working for the job that I don't want to be in. Like I'm the one exchanging hours for dollars. Like I'm the one that settled. Everybody looks at me like I'm the idiot. And that's what's going to happen to you. That's what's going to happen to you when you go for your dream. Everybody's going to be looking at you like you're the dumb one. Hey, that's stupid. Yeah, okay, well, you know what? I'm kind of loving my life a little bit. How's things going with you today? You don't look so happy right now. But everybody, including that guy that sent me that email, telling me that he was going to connect with me and he wanted to come to my next live event. Because I was already promoting my live events. By the way, right now, looking at my next live event, October of 2017 in Atlanta. We just finished up an amazing on fire event here in Cincinnati last month. If you missed it, be at the next one. Even if you were there, of course you're going to be at the next one because you caught the fire. So this guy's, oh, I'm going to be at your event. I'm going to be at your event. Everybody at this Panera Bread are like, oh, dude, that every day is Saturday. Yeah, I get that. That's awesome. Listen, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Let me tell you where I'm going. I'm going to build this platform and I'm going to do this. I'm going to go speak around the world. Okay, well, let's fast forward 10 years. And this happens everywhere, everywhere, to everybody. They go back to default. There's default Ohio. There's default Texas. There's default Australia. Default Europe. Everywhere. Everywhere you go. Default Canada. They went back to default, man. They went and told somebody about their dream. Somebody, oh, what'd you do? Listen to some motivational speaker somewhere. Yeah, done. You're out. Bye-bye. You didn't want it bad enough. You didn't even want it bad enough to be criticized. If you don't want it bad enough to be criticized, go get the job. Just go sit in the cubicle, get your biweekly paycheck, get your 5% raise every year, get smacked around like a rented mule, and that's it. Because if you don't want it bad enough to be criticized, you'll be out of this game before you even say the word Saturday. And looking at this same Panera Bread, I walk in there now, on the days my daughter's not working, and I see those same people. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, they're still there. Yep. A little more longer in the tooth. A little gray coming out around the temples now. Balding a little bit with the guys. Yep. Look a little older now, 10 years later. I look a little better, he said humbly. And I do because I want to work on myself. Life's an inside job. I wanted to transform my mind, body, and spirit. And I started with my mind. And in that order, actually, I transformed my mind. I would not allow negative words to get inside my mind. And that's the way I started. The second thing I did is I went to work on my body. You know, take off your clothes, get naked, turn real slow, 360 in front of a mirror, and tell yourself, hey, I love how I look. This is awesome. I want to show this to everybody. Well, if that's not the case, get to work on your body. You can transform. See, I didn't want anything to do with the old Sam Crowley. I wanted to go into the like witness protection program for champions. Okay? So if I was going to do that, I didn't want anybody to recognize me. If you ever had a conversation with me after 2005, I wanted it to start with, hello, champion. If you saw me after 2012, yeah, it took a few years for me to, now I would run. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't a fat slob. But I wasn't in good shape. I was tipping the scales around 205, but it was one of those unhealthy type of fats, you know, where you kind of like, oh, I got the Pillsbury Doughboy face and just the big cheeks and not really any definition of the body, no pecs, no triceps, no thighs, anything like that, no quads. So I went to work on my body January 17th, 2012. Sam, how do you know all these dates? What are you, Rain Man? Eh, only the most important dates in my life. I know my kids' birthdays, my wedding anniversary, and the date I went to work on myself. Yeah, they really do. The day I went bankrupt, October 11th, 2005, the day my daughter Paige was born, October 5th, 2005, just 6 days before. Yeah, I know all these dates because they're most important dates in my life. And my launch date. My launch date. That was it, May 6, 2005. I know I lost everything, but that was the day I finally got the balls to say, hey, I'm going for it. I remember May 6, 2005. It was a Friday. It was 73 degrees in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it was beautiful. And I quit my job and I went for it. And that entire summer, I lost so much weight, not the good way, out of complete stress and worry and fear. The enemy got a hold of me like nobody's business. And I'm here to tell you, I was able to bounce back, make it better than ever. And it's going to happen for you as well. So yeah, I kind of do remember all of these dates because they really are that important to me. And they really should be that important to you. And if they're not that important to you, you need to make them that important to you. That's what winning is all about. So don't be like everybody else at the Panera Bread graveyard, okay? Walk in, hey, Sam, how's it going? Good, and you, oh, it's the same thing, man. It's the same thing. Tell me about your dreams. Tell me about your dreams, because that's all you can do is tell me about your dreams. Don't go take any action, because you might have success. Keep telling me, oh, someday I'm going to make every day Saturday. Tell yourself that. Go to work on your mind, your body, and your spirit, because life's an inside job. It starts with you believing that you can do it. Oh, that's just some motivational. No. It actually works. It actually works. Why don't you try it? And those of you that are having smashing success, you already know this. I'm preaching to the choir. So start to work on yourself. Write down the dates that you're going to make this stuff happen. Own that message. Own your story. Pay no attention to what everybody else, all the naysayers and the haters and everybody else. Don't pay any attention to that because their opinion don't cash your paycheck.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.